Hi, everybody. This is Jen, and we're back for another episode of Mom Cave Live, holiday edition, I suppose. Our guest this week is Jennifer Giles. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Fellow Jen.
Yes, fellow Jen. And
did
it's
you
great.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just going to say the holidays, and you're here with a Rockette or ex-Rockette.
So I'm so very excited. Yeah, that is your personal Twitter handle, right? X Rockette?
That's right. That's right.
Very so, cool.
Yeah, thanks. So you have the Christmas tree in the background, and I'm actually my own little holiday.
Right. Thing. You embody holidays being an X Rockette.
Right. I embody the hell that they put me through during the Christmas season. How about that?
Yeah, I'm taking my 5-year-old for the first time to see the Rockettes right after Christmas. We're so excited.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fun. Oh, it's such an amazing show.
It's
I have seen it.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're an ex-Rockette, but you've been doing right. Other very interesting things since then, which is our theme this week has to go along with the short film that you star in called Mother of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Mother of the Week has been in a bunch of festivals. It's doing great. Everybody loves it. And I thought maybe you could just give us a short summary of what's the theme or the plot.
Okay. Well, Mother of the Week is about a working mom who is trying to be everything to everybody, like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spinning a million plates at the same time. Juggling everything. And in the film, she actually, it's a comedy, like our lives are.
As it should be, or it would be a tragedy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. And all the tragic parts are true. You know, that's what we live, right? So in the film, there's a nanny that is going on vacation, and it's a new nanny that's everybody loves in the family, the kids, the husband. She's really good looking, which doesn't matter to my character, Stacy. I didn't even notice because she was so good at cooking, which I can't do, and taking care of the kids, and everything was fine, so I could have a career. And then she's going away, and then my best friend kind of points out, like, you know, you have this in your house. This must be your husband's idea, right? Because she's so good looking and she's so wonderful. So I try to prove to myself and to everybody that I can handle it. I can do it all. I can have a career and I can take care of the three kids and the house and the dog and everything. So,
right. So I don't think it would be a spoiler to anyone to say that it doesn't really go that way.
Right. No, not. I mean, who can? I don't know anybody who can do that. Do you know anybody who can do that?
No, I think anybody that seems to have it all together, I'm always wondering, like, what in her life is a disaster? I just don't know what it is, but some
right.
part of this woman's life right. must be neglected in order to yeah. have all, you know, everything else looking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got it, like, you know, it's like here, like, I could have no pants on, you know, and here I am on Mom Cave, right? So it could be, like, there's something horrifying. I do have pants on, by the way, but there's something horrifying, you know, happening, because you cannot, it's humanly impossible to do all those things, right?
Yeah. I would prefer this to be a pantless show, so maybe going forward, we will not wear pants, but, you know, so many times we see people that look like they have everything going great, and it is a total illusion.
Right.
I don't have a babysitter tonight. So through the magic of, for people who are listening and not watching, my 6-month-old is for once silent, and she's swinging next to me in the magical swing.
Excellent.
And then all these beautiful Christmas gifts behind me, I have not bought one of these things. These are not from me. They're all from my mother. They're grandparent gifts. And I need to get on that.
Wow. That's really, I thought they were props because you made the Mom Cave festive.
Right. To some degree, they are props because I did not buy them.
Right. Yeah. It's the Mom Cave set, Christmas
yeah.
set. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Just as demented. I was talking to somebody this week about this concept of, like, juggling so many things. And I feel like I'm always doing badly at least one of them. And do you get that? Like, if you feel like you're doing a great time creating a wonderful home life for your children, then you're not getting enough work done. And if you're doing really good at your job, you feel like you're, you know, abandoning your kids and your husband. Do you have that?
Oh yeah, totally. And then the guilt of, I mean, that I'm working on that now. I'll let you know how it goes if I actually could figure this out. But yeah, like one thing, and then you finally, maybe like it's during the 8 to 2 or 8 to 2:30. Your kids are really little. Mine are like school age now. So they're in school and you think you got it made. And then you get a call from the nurse that there's like a tick or something crazy. But don't right. worry, it's a dog tick. You know, like, oh, come on. You know, like, or and what? There's like a million things.
My entire schedule has been thrown off by a blood-sucking tick.
That's right. That's right. You know, my favorite thing is like, not my favorite thing. It's my worst favorite thing, but it's what I wanted to share with you.
Yeah.
You're always like trying to do everything, right? So you finally get the groceries done, right? Finally, like the laundry, the piles of laundry. You just got back from work. So now, you know, because the favorite pajamas have to be in the bed right at the right time, right? So, okay. So you go grocery shopping, giant, big ass list from your husband, of course. Well, my husband does it. I don't know about, but anyway, I come home, I completely unpack everything. I'm upstairs, like putting laundry away, you know, trying to like answer to my agents or whatever, you know, who right. knows, an email or social media, God forbid, I like try to tweet something half coherent. And then I go back downstairs and my husband is filling out the grocery list, like the next grocery list. I didn't just buy everything. There's stuff missing.
No, never. You know, we have like a synced up app on our iPhones. My husband and I, it's a grocery list and it's never, ever been empty. And he just adds stuff to it. And the stuff that he adds, it's like not something always you can just pick up at the grocery store. So he'll say, why haven't you gotten that? It's been on the list for 2 months.
Amazon Prime, maybe. Yeah. Why doesn't he just order it himself?
Right.
I was just talking to somebody else about this. It's like, what are the days? Remember the days when you just didn't, you like came home and you made yourself dinner?
Yeah.
And that was it. Like you just came home, like, you know, I lived in the city and got off the subway and I grab something and then I go and I sit and I eat. And then you get married and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, my mother-in-law is telling me how I have to have the food. Now I'm just married, no kids or anything, that you have to have like the food prepared in the morning, like you have to know what you're going to have.
Oh, the plan.
Okay. So I kind of mastered that a little bit, except for tonight. It was like all diner at like 6 o'clock. I was like, all right, what do you want? So like, you know,
don't
order from
what
the
they want. Never ask what they want. You just have to do whatever is easiest. And they'll
if they're hungry enough, right?
Right. If they're hungry enough, they'll eat it. The baby's making a few noises you might all hear, but luckily it's happy noises.
They're happy. Oh, good.
There's also this thing of like, I guess this goes along with the guilt, but I always worry about what other people are thinking looking in. So there are many things going on in my life and in the life of every mom, I'm sure, that are important things that people from the outside would think is the most important thing, right? But there are several of them at once. So, you know, I'm in the middle of, we're buying a house. And so doing all the mortgage stuff and the closing stuff. And if the bank says, I need this thing right away, that's the most important thing to them. And they're thinking, how could this woman not take that as the most important thing to do? In the meantime, my kid got sick and had a fever at school today. And obviously that is the most important thing. And his teacher's like, why is she 5 minutes late getting him? Because this is the most important thing, your sick child. You know, there can't all be the most important thing.
I know. So, and then what do we like? But you do, we do tend to accomplish all of those though, right? I mean, you did show up, you did get the paperwork done.
Yeah.
You do get the dinner done. You do get, you know, and then, but who suffers?
Right. At what expense? The, like at, in that example that I didn't take a shower today and I had to pee for like 4 hours.
Right.
I'm like, and I just kept thinking, yeah, I'll get to that.
Right. Right.
So something has to suffer.
Yeah. So you're at the bank with pee dripping down your leg. I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah. It'd be like, lady, get it together. You can't even take care of your own bodily functions and you want us to lend you money to buy a home.
Here's some money for some Depends that you can go through your day. Yeah. Yeah.
We're a big fan of Depends on this show. We joke about those a lot, actually.
Oh my God. Well, don't, after two kids, you go on a trampoline?
Yeah.
Have you jumped on? No, it's tough.
Not good. No. Yeah. On that note, let's talk about this giveaway.
All right.
Our giveaway is going to be, I don't have one to show you right here, but it's a play mat from Haba, which is a really great, amazing toy company. I want to show you. This is one of my daughter's favorite things. I don't know if we can see it, but this is, there's a play mat. This is like her rainbow play mat that she lays on. And Haba is giving away to one of our viewers a, I think it's a water play mat. So if you want to enter that, you can enter right below this video. There's a link, or you can go over to momcavetv.com to enter that. Jen, would you tell everybody where they can find out more about Mother of the Week?
Oh, at motheroftheweek.com.
So well, that's easy.
Yeah, it's totally easy. Motheroftheweek.com. Yep.
Check it out.
It's all Mother of the Week, all week long.
All the Mother of the Week, all the time.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so check that out, and thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me. This
You're
is great.
Very welcome.
I kind of want to crawl into your little Christmas universe over there.
I wish you were here because I'm. Oh, the baby just fell asleep, so I'm going to finish this glass of wine and start Christmas shopping on Amazon while wasting time on Facebook and not take the shower I said I needed. That's the plan, okay?
So, sounds great. Okay.
All right. Great to see you. Take care. Bye, everybody. Talk soon.
Bye.